Hoonavir. With its backdrop of vines, Hoonavir is another example of a typical wine-producing Alsatian village, although this one has an added touch of architectural landscape heritage, as it's overlooked by the famed medieval fortified church of Saint-Jacques-le-Majeur and its cemetery. Thus, both help to make Hoonavir one of the most emblematic villages along the Alsace wine route. You won't mind getting a little lost in Hoonavir, for its small narrow streets, lined with Alsatian houses, and its fortified church proudly pop up from the middle of the vines and help give it that extra special feel. Hoonavir was founded in the 7th century by Hunan and his wife Hoon, who gave it its name, and it was left to the Saint-Dié Monastery in the Vosges. From the 13th century, it was placed under the protection of the Lords of Riquewihr until the Revolution. Hoon was canonized for her good deeds in helping the poor, and legend has it she came to the fountain to wash their clothes. This same fountain now bears her name. Miracles too were attributed to her, such as the one of the fountain spouting out wine in a year when the wine harvest was not a good one. The church became henceforth a place of pilgrimage dedicated to Saint Hoon, and still today it remains one of the rare churches with two religions. The chancel is Catholic and the nave Protestant. In the 16th century, George of Württemberg, Lord of Riquewihr, established Protestantism in Hoonavir. However, in the 17th century, Louis XIV, a devout Catholic, re-established Catholicism in France and notably in Alsace, which at that time was Protestant. And so came about the foundation of the shared church. For around 30 years now, the people of Hoonavir have been rubbing shoulders with new local inhabitants at the Naturopark, namely storks, otters and raccoons who have set up home in this little village. Their neighbours are butterflies who fly freely over the exotic plants in the butterfly garden greenhouse. The Rosacker Grand Cru is famous here too, and the wine trail of the Grand Cru runs right through the village of Hoonavir. So don't leave without a wine tasting at the local winemakers. Let Hoonavir and its storks at the fortified church, or should you prefer, a little wander into the heart of the vineyards, win you over by its intimate character, guaranteeing an experience off the beaten track.